country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, folks. Here we are, surviving up in North Dakota. And all you country folk out there, surviving wherever you may be, all you European Americans, Trump supporters, right wingers, conservatives, patriots, people who aren't European Americans but who are patriots. You don't have to be a European American to be a patriot. I was just watching on Tucker Carlson. I was watching an interview with Ben Carson, Donald Trump's appointee to be excellent selection to be HUD Secretary, Housing and Urban Development. And Ben Carson is certainly a patriot. Anyway, welcome. And if you want to call in the show, 800-313-9443. Is how you can do that. I'm James Kelso. Today's date is July 29th, 2019. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show on Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern, and Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. We skip Saturdays. So 2 hours on Sunday. So let's see where we can take it tonight. Exciting things coming up. The demon rat debate is, I think, the 30th, which is what? That's tomorrow. The 30th and the 31st. So, of course, that will provide us with an infinite amount of mirth. It's just going to be too good, too fun. Oh, Kamala Harris versus Joe Biden. Oh, that's going to be sweet. I've lost track as to whether that's the first or second night. And then, Cory Booker will be in there, in the ring against Joe Biden as well. So it's great. It's great having these people who call all of us, you out there, you know, we're, what are we? We know what we are, don't we? We're all racists. Oh, it's great to watch the demon rats call each other racist. Really funny. Anyway. And all the other things that they accuse each other of. Let's see. So that's coming up. That's exciting. We have, of course, we're still in the afterglow from the Robert Mueller meltdown. His complete. What's that? The Japanese ritual of suicide. It's what's it called again? There's I don't know if they call it Harikiri or whatever. Seppuku, I think seppuku. you spall on your own sword, kind of a thing. Anyway, Robert Mueller's seppuku was really fun to watch. And we're still experiencing the benefits of that, of course, because what's needed now is not to move on, not to forget about it. Now is the time to really get interested in the Mueller witch hunt. Now we really want to look at it and pay attention and find out who were the traitors who launched it. They've been exposed, and make sure they get tried for, I mean, they should be tried for treason, but if we can't get that, let's get some felony and make sure they go to prison. We may have enough time, you know, even when none of us have ever seen in our lifetimes. Let me think about it for a second. That's an open question. Have any of us alive today ever seen a real traitor to America sent to prison for being a traitor? Let's think about it. Rosenbergs was a long time ago. I was born in 1948, so have we ever seen a traitor tried for treason? Have we ever seen a traitor executed? I don't think we have. The bad guys have always gotten off. They've always skated. The worst that ever happened to a really bad traitor to America is they had to retire, something like that. So this would be wonderful to see traitors tried for treason. Executed would be nice. Really nice twist to the whole thing. And it's the only appropriate punishment, by the way. 2 years county jail, that's not appropriate punishment for that. So all of that's coming up. I was just listening. I'll put this out there, maybe something you might want to talk about tonight, something that we need to bring back. It needs to be a recurring theme when we talk about, you know, things that we haven't seen that we should have seen, things that we shouldn't just dream about, but that should actually become a reality, and that is getting to the truth of 9/11. And the website, if there's anybody out there, you know, this is the reason it's worth mentioning. Maybe you never saw AE911truth.org. Maybe you never, listening to my voice, if when I say AE911truth.org, that doesn't mean anything to you particularly, you need to stop what you're doing and write that down. AE911truth.org. Write that down. Make sure that you go to that website. And I'm there right now myself. And AE stands for Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. On this website, Richard Gage, you know, we talk about how one person has created things like Republic Broadcasting Network, Breitbart, John Stadtmiller, Andrew Breitbart. Well, Richard Gage, one man, created Architects and Engineers, kept it going through the lean moments, put his whole career on the line. I think it cost him his marriage. I may be talking out of turn here to say that, but I think I heard that he actually lost his marriage over his dedication to something that's politically incorrect, which is to find out why, and then let's get it focused down. I'm going to give you an example. If you're out there and you've never heard of AE911truth.org, I'm going to give you the example of someone else like you who had never heard of the website until recently, and his name is Ansgar Schneider. He's a German mathematician, and I don't know his age. He looks pretty young looking. But let me play for you a little of an interview he did on Breitbart, describing how he found out about AE911truth.org. He had never heard of it. You see, remember, the controlled media, as the president tweeted, just was it yesterday or the day before, he called them the lamestream media. Oh, that's the right word, lamestream media. Not mainstream. There's nothing mainstream about the mainstream media. They're completely out of the mainstream. They are the lame stream. They are the fake news. So let's listen to Ansgar Schneider describing how he, let's see if I can get this to play.
This is 9/11 Freefall.
Okay, here it is. The interviewer asked him, how did you find out about AE911Truth.org? You go back a little here.
So you're into the end of the story, and so this is then why I changed from physics to mathematics, continued that for a couple of years, but then I eventually came back to physics, really, down to classical mechanics, when I learned about these skyscrapers, about the first, the most astonishing thing that I ever heard in the past 18 years was when I first heard about Building 7, which of course is the most unbelievable thing you could probably imagine.
So let that sink in. He, physics, mathematics, and now he's gone to classical mechanics, and of course the collapse of World Trade Center 7, building number 7, is what? A study in classical mechanics. But Ansgar Schneider has become a campaigner for 9/11 truth based on his incredible knowledge and sophistication as a high-level mathematician and physicist.
You know, for a physicist, when you first hear that there's a skyscraper who's falling freely, I couldn't believe it. I was sure it's a joke when I heard it first time.
How did you come across this information? That's always very interesting to me to hear this story, and I want to see what has worked in the past. I mean, a lot of people just were surfing YouTube and came across a video by Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth or some other group or individual, and that's how they first were introduced to the topic. What was it for you? What did you first see that got you thinking about this topic?
It was an email by a friend who is actually an astrophysicist. And
now notice there, folks, there's where you can play a role. Ansgar Schneider, he spells his first name A-N-S-G-A-R, a friend of his, one person, sent him an email alerting him to the collapse of World Trade Center 7 and the website AE911Truth.org, and said, hey, take a look at this.
Sent me an email about a talk, and someone was talking to me, and he was mentioning Building 7, and I had never in my life had heard about it before.
Never had heard about it. This is how the blackout works. This is how the memory hole works. You know, we're so well informed here at the Republic Broadcasting Network, it's easy to mistakenly assume that other people are well informed. No, people live right next door to you, across the street, living in that black hole, that memory hole.
And so I thought he must be joking. And then, of course, once you've heard the name, or once you've heard the context, you can Google, right? Or you can ask YouTube, show me a video of that thing. And then I think the first or second video which I saw was David Chandler's measurement of the acceleration of the downward movement of Building 7. And I couldn't believe it. I thought it's a hoax. I thought it's just someone has invented that this building went down somewhere, whatever. Apparently, or probably, it looked like an American city to me, like lots of tall buildings around. But I mean, I didn't know the New York skyline. And there was lots of dust, of course, and then I see this building disappear, and I thought, well, this certainly has been recorded somewhere in Chicago or Detroit, and they demolished an old building, and then the guy in the internet, he tells me this happened in 9/11.
Now, grab what happened right there, folks. Remember his name, Ansgar Schneider. Now, he's traveling around. He's giving conferences and speaking, doing research, and he is confirming for people from at a level far above the common sense level that you and I have. We look at the building, and it's obvious. It's a controlled demolition. But here's a guy who knows classical mechanics. He knows things that you and I don't know. It reminds me, Ansgar is just like the, not a physicist in this case, but a Belgian demolition expert, one of the best demolition experts, the greatest authorities in the world. He also had never heard of World Trade Center 7. You know, he watches TV and all this kind of stuff, but it's not there. The information has been clipped out. It's been edited out, been sent in the memory hole. So here's a guy who's one of the world's greatest demolition experts. He had never seen the video of WTC-7 collapsing. Maybe you haven't. It's a life changer when you see it. So he was shown the video by Richard Gage, the genius who created AE911truth.org. He went into his office and showed him the video of the collapse of WTC-7 without telling him what it was. Just said, hey, here's some video. I want you to look at it and see. Tell me what you think after you watch it. And this Belgian demolition expert, he said, well, that's easy. What did I just see on that video? That's a beautiful, a well-done controlled demolition. And Richard Gage, or might not have been Gage himself, but the person showing it to the Belgian demolition expert said, well, actually, what you just saw was the collapse of World Trade Center 7. And the reaction of the Belgian was just like that of Ansgar Schneider. He said, come on. Is this a hoax? Are you pulling my leg? Are you making this up? Is this supposed to be funny? I said, no. You've never seen this video? No, he said, I haven't. And the guy went and checked it. But this is an expert, Ansgar Schneider, an expert on classical mechanics. But now let's go on. Let's listen some more to Schneider, not Kelso.
I really didn't believe that this happened. And, then after some time, of course, I realized that the person who was talking to me there, then David Chandler, the measurement was clear, and he was so certain in what he said that this building indeed existed, that as a joke, it was somehow too good for a joke. And I started investigating whether this actually is true, and of course, then you immediately realize it's true. But that does not necessarily mean that you realize or you become aware of all the implications of that. And for sure, it took a couple of months that I really dared to let further questions come up in my mind, or to just ask myself the question, why actually did the Twin Towers collapse? And all these questions which arise when you just, when someone hits you and points in that direction and says, hey, here, look, right? But this never happened before, and I then started asking me myself these questions, and now it's a couple of years later, but I think for most people this is still a completely unknown field.
And that's correct, folks. And that's one of our jobs as listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, is to broadcast out into your network. You would be amazed how many people don't know about World Trade Center 7. And also, as Ansgar Schneider said, this German mathematician and physicist, it takes a while to figure out, to let it sink into your mind and to work out the implications that if this actually happened, of course it did, what is the meaning? Took Schneider months. We'll be right back.
Were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Just a bit more on this mathematician from Germany, Ansgar Schneider. Listen a little more. This is a radio interview he did with Breitbart. His papers are in the archives at Cornell University, which he tells us is the preferred and usual repository for high-level mathematical papers before they're published. And that's where his are, and you can look at them. Here he is talking about that process of working out the implications. What does it mean that this actually happened? How do you explain that this happened? How do you explain that it has been kept a secret, hidden in plain sight? What does all that mean? Well, he tells you right here. Let's listen.
Myself, the question, why actually the Twin Towers collapse, and all these questions which arise when you just, when someone hits you and points in that direction and says, hey, here, look, right? So this never happened before, and, I then started asking me myself these questions, and now it's a couple of years later, but I think for most people this is still a completely unknown field. In particular, in academia, I would say, I think in academia people are very good, sheltered somehow by media, by mass media. They trust mass media in the sense that they would get all necessary and important information adequately by the big newspapers, right? Which in Germany here, this is, for example, Die Zeit or Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung. These are very influential newspapers, but they don't report about these issues. And so you don't really believe if you have never heard about that. And if it's not in the newspaper, you don't think it's true, because you think that's your pre-assumption. You think that at least everything important is mentioned, at least.
There you have it, right there. Listen to that echoing in your mind. At least everything important is mentioned. That is the assumption of essentially everyone. That if it's important, it's going to be reported in the mass media. We all assume that. And it's a life-changing experience. He's going to talk about it here more in another second. When you realize that's not true. People in this audience said, you know, you've all passed that point. You've all gone past the point of that realization, but you're a rare breed.
Well, apparently that's not the case. It's false. It's a false assumption about media. And that is, of course, the most, or probably one of the most difficult things to digest, because somehow this, when you get this knowledge, then somehow your view of the world changes.
When you get this knowledge, your view of the world changes. Think back to that promotional piece that you hear from Mike Rivero on RBN, urging you to support RBN. That's what Mike Rivero is saying. When you get this knowledge, your view of the world changes. And you could add the adverb irrevocably. You can never go back.
And, I think that's, for most people, that's the biggest hurdle to come over, to really accept.
Yeah, the tragedy happened.
Now, you know, this happened. It's a great interview that is going on there. And most interviews are spoiled by the interviewer, like me. I don't do many interviews, so I don't have a chance to spoil them. But this guy, like if I were interviewing Schneider, I would just shut up, because these people are brilliant. And you want to hear what they have to say. So anyway, I just stumbled upon that today, and just occurred to me, I haven't talked about 9/11 in a while. One of the reasons I'm really excited about Donald Trump, you know, this is one of the cats that hasn't gotten out of the bag. This is something that's, we're looking at the next 6 years, the Trump administration. I was going to say earlier in the show, you know, now is the time to get busy. Not to forget about it, but now we get busy about who set Donald Trump up, who launched the coup d'etat, you know, who like James Clapper and John Brennan and Barack Obama and the, and then these people need to go to prison, including Barack Obama needs to go to prison. Sally Yates needs to go to prison. They all do. We'll be right back after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite.
Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Guess my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, 'cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefathers'
play. Come back,
bro. And the world already knows where
Thanks for joining us here on the Trump Phenomenon. One thing I'm excited about is that I think Donald Trump is aware of AE911truth.org. I think he's aware of Richard Gage. As a New Yorker, I guess because I was born in Manhattan, that makes me a New Yorker too, in some sense. Born at Flower Fifth Avenue Hospital, right there on Fifth Avenue. Donald Trump knows New York. He really knows skyscrapers. He really knows construction. He really knows airplanes also, having run Trump Airlines. There are very few people more qualified to, more knowledgeable about what may have gone on 9/11 with those skyscrapers. I think Donald Trump is aware. He's aware of World Trade Center 7. He's not one of those people who's a thumbsucker who's not aware of it, or a person who's not, does not have the courage to let that awareness be contemplated. Talk about that in just a second, how people are afraid to know it. They're afraid to know 9/11. Happened on 9/11. or afraid to insist that we find out. So I think Donald Trump is one of us on the question of 9/11 truth. But he has been, this is one of the jobs that Barry and Bob Mueller fulfilled so well. You say he's an incompetent, et cetera. No, he's not. In a deeper sense, Barry and Bob Mueller is a roaring success. He tangled up Donald Trump in the first 2 years mightily. So that, for example, Donald Trump did not have enough oxygen to be able to tackle something like 9/11. He had to go into defensive maneuvers against Barry and Bob Mueller and the witch hunters. But now we've got 6 years more, five and a half. And in that, I think that's sufficient time that the people who launched the witch hunt can be run to ground. But another group, which is probably the same people, needs to be run to ground, which is those who perpetrated 9/11, the people who set the controlled demolition charges in Building 7. Those people are alive today. They're still out there. The people who put controlled demolition charges in a 47-story skyscraper built to withstand simultaneously multiple airplane jet impacts at the same time as a hurricane, at the same time as a major earthquake, at the same time as a fully involved fire. Those buildings are able to withstand all of that. I am not kidding this. I'm not being exaggerative. Any modern skyscraper can take, add a tornado in there, can take all of these things and be structurally undamaged. I don't care how many windows you blow out, how much furniture you burn up, the building is undamaged. This is just a cold, hard fact. No steel skyscraper building has ever been condemned because of one of those things. Has never collapsed or failed or killed people by falling over. Never. Has never happened. Even such buildings when built in the third world by totally incompetent people. Modern skyscrapers, and Donald Trump knows this, are built to last. They're better built than any buildings in the history of the world. They don't fall down, period. Only with great difficulty are they brought down with controlled demolition, and that's what happened to World Trade Center 7. But anyway, I think Donald Trump knows all of this, and probably more that I don't know. But he can't. He's got to have a little breathing room. This is one of those topics that's had to be held in abeyance. But I think in the next 6 years, this one, Donald Trump may land like a ton of bricks from the kind of building that do collapse, brick buildings, not skyscrapers, not steel skyscrapers. And I think he may land like a ton of bricks on the cover-up of 9/11. And, of course, he's a New Yorker. It's all there. I believe at the time, the way I read it, I think he was in Chicago on that day. He was actually in a meeting with his architects as he was planning the Trump Tower in Chicago, right there on the riverfront in Chicago. And he was planning for that tower to be the tallest building in the world. And again, this is, you know, this is what I read. But it was at that moment he was able to say to the engineers, the architects, and that's what he would have been meeting with, his architects and engineers. He said, well, forget about tallest building in the world. Let's chop this sucker down, boys. I don't want to be the next target. So the magnificent Trump Tower, with all kinds of architectural and engineering innovations, many of them coming from the brilliant mind of Donald Trump himself, was built, stands now. You can go visit it in Chicago. Anyway, so I think this is one area where 9/11 truth has a chance here. With a Bush senior or junior, with a Clinton, with a Hillary, with a Obama, with any of these people, forget about it, as they say in New Jersey. Cowards like this are never, liars like this are never going to deal with this this question. But so we opened with Ansgar Schneider explaining how, what makes him different from others. Well, he's honest. He's truthful. He can handle it. And there's a great essay at 911truth.org that you want to read. I'm going to read it when the show's over here. I just came across it. It's an article by a woman named Frances Shure, S-H-U-R-E-M-A-L-P-C. And it's an article in which she says, why do good people become silent or worse about 9/11? And she talks about our psychological makeup as to why we, just as people, we're not able, most of us, we're not able to handle this much truth that's this world shattering. She writes, history tells us that even scientists, whom we stereotypically view as persons who objectively and open-mindedly look at data rather than at belief to determine reality, often vigorously resist paradigm shifts. Gregor Mendel's experiments and resulting theory of genetic inheritance, for example, was resisted by scientists from the time of its announcement in 1865 and was only rediscovered in 1900 by three other European scientists. In other words, resistance to information that substantially challenges our worldview is, we find, the rule rather than the exception. Fortunately, she writes, change does occur. Consensus reality does shift, sometimes rapidly, sometimes excruciatingly slowly. So, none of us like to feel duped. Realizing we have been fooled often threatens our very identity and causes us to feel betrayed. And then here, you know, this is interesting. She quotes Carl Sagan, who is, I think, a fairly left-wing guy. So it's interesting coming even from him. Carl Sagan wrote, one of the saddest lessons of history is this. If we've been bamboozled long enough, we tend to reject any evidence of the bamboozle. We're no longer interested in finding out the truth. The bamboozle has captured us. It's simply too painful to acknowledge, even to ourselves, that we've been taken. Once you give a charlatan power over you, you almost never give it back. And so this is a great essay by, her name is Frances Shure. You'll find it at ae911truth.org. You want to put that on your reading list. Make sure you come back to that website periodically, because Richard Gage, now get this. Richard Gage has managed to inspire over 3,100 licensed, professional, high-level, high-status architects and engineers. Not people sitting at home doing radio shows like me. No, high-level, professional architects and engineers. He's gotten 3,100 of them, more than, to sign up with their names, their addresses, their companies, their affiliations, their credentials on his website. This is an amazing feat. And all of these people agree with Ansgar Schneider and with Richard Gage that 9/11 was an inside job. Now, the names, the actual names of who those people are who put those controlled demolition charges in World Trade Center 7 remains to be determined. But it can be determined. Those people, many of them, are alive today. They're walking around free, men and women today guilty of having murdered over 3,000 people and having murdered other things like our Bill of Rights. We talk about being tried for treason. Oh, man. Every person, even remotely, anybody who had any understanding of what they were involved in as the controlled demolition of World Trade Centers 1, 2, and 7 was organized and undertaken. Anyone involved with that absolutely should receive the electric chair. A minimum punishment. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Minimum punishment, electric chair. And then maximum punishment would be what? Electric chair 5 or 10 times? Repeated sessions in the electric chair? Minimum, one time in the electric chair. There's no way incarceration would be an appropriate punishment for someone involved with the treason of 9/11. And this might involve hundreds of people. I mean, how could it not? You think 5 or 6 people wired those 3 buildings for controlled demolition? I mean, there must have been hundreds of people involved. If you were one of these so-called tech, let's say you could say, well, I was just a technician, and you were wiring controlled charges in the middle of the night from the elevator shaft in one of those 3 buildings, and you're told not to, on penalty of death, not to speak of this or tell anybody what you're doing. I mean, come on, you know, how do you say that? What's the French for that? Come on. I'm not as dumb as you look, buddy. I'm involved with murder. If I'm planning charges in a building full of people in the middle of the night, I'm a murderer at that point. And all of the people involved should be executed. All of them. There must be hundreds, possibly thousands, but a minimum several hundred people had to be involved. And the leaders of this, the top people who were involved, had to be incredibly powerful people with access to the levers of power in the United States government, in the FBI. That's why I talk about Beria Bob Mueller, who was the director of the FBI when 9/11 occurred. Beria Bob Mueller, who did not investigate 9/11. Beria Bob Mueller. Oh, deja vu all over again, as Yogi Berra would say. Ah, gee, Bob, you just plumb forgot to investigate 9/11, even though you're a busy guy as a director of the FBI. You got a lot of parties you got to go to. You know, you got a lot of email to read, or wait a minute, no, email to destroy. That doesn't give you time to investigate the biggest crime of your lifetime. No, you're too busy for that. Gee, kind of like you forgot to investigate Hillary when you were specifically charged with finding out about Russian collusion with Americans. And the only American colluding with the Russians was this piece of work, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and his attorney general and all the other people and all the people on the, all of the people who approved the sale of 20% of American uranium to Russia in exchange for $145 million, not paid to the U.S. Treasury, paid to Hillary Clinton personally through her privately run foundation, the Bill Hillary and Chelsea Clinton Foundation. That's the actual name of that damn thing, which has never been audited, Bob Mueller. Never been audited. Oh, I want, he's demanding all the tax records of Donald Trump, all the financial information, everything. This creep Elijah Cummings wants every single, all these creep Democrats. The Clinton Foundation has never even been audited. Not one time. A multi-billion dollar so-called charity never been audited. Come on, folks. Crap. like this has got to end. So the let's go over to the president. And the guy who's ending it, his name is Donald John Trump, Big Bad John. We're just, the only difficulty being we're asking one guy to do what, you know, should be an army of people doing it. We're all enlisting ourselves in that army. Don't be frustrated when one guy can't fix it all. We got John in Missouri, Richard in Austin, and Nancy in California. I'm going to get to all three of you in 2 minutes, right after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, folks, we're back. When is war? We're going to run out of time here, and I want to get to John in Missouri, Richard in Austin, and Nancy in California. Each of you is only going to have the shortest time to make one, throw one idea out. But before I go to John in Missouri, I want to just say what America's first real American president, Donald Trump, just tweeted 8 minutes ago. He tweeted this. He said, ask Elijah Cummings where the money went, the money that's been pumped into Baltimore, which is the worst city in America, apparently. Ask Elijah Cummings where the money went. He should investigate himself with his oversight committee. And folks, this is such a joke. Elijah Cummings is the chairman of the Oversight Committee in Congress. And I mean, you couldn't come up with a more corrupt person than Elijah Cummings. Okay, let's go now to three really good people, John, Richard, and Nancy. Starting with you, John in Missouri. What's on your mind, John?
James, since the JFK assassination, we've been fed a line of crap by our government to the point where if you believe anything these people tell you, you're foolish. If the government told me the sky was blue, I'd go out and check it. I'll make it short, so I'll get off the phone.
John, I like your cutoff point, the Kennedy assassination. That was a critical moment in the American people, the wool coming over our eyes. That was a critical moment. I agree with you.
People our age, that's when it started, and it's not going to end, I don't think. I think they're good at it, and I don't believe a word they say. James, see you. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, John. Let's go to Richard in Austin. Hi, Richard.
Thanks for taking my call. I'll be quick. Yeah, I just wanted to say, remember when President Trump first got in office, first thing he said was he wanted the 501c3 clergies to start talking about the corruption in politics, and they never did, so he kind of dropped it. So if he could reiterate on that, and people like yourself, because those are the people that are going to change minds. Because like you said, there's a lot of cowardice amongst us. People are just afraid, and they don't want to be embarrassed and everything else that go with that. So if we push the 501c3.
Yeah, now, Richard, very good point. But let me, and anybody out there who's more knowledgeable than I am, you correct me. But one of the things you're right about Donald Trump, he said, let's take the muzzle off of the ministers. Let's get the muzzle off of these leaders in our community. And they have been muzzled for decades now by something called the Johnson Amendment put in there by a real rat, Lyndon Baines Johnson. He muzzled the preachers. And Donald Trump, by executive order, Donald Trump canceled that. So I believe, Richard, I believe that he has delivered on that promise. Preachers can now... They can now speak freely. You know, the First Amendment's not for everybody except preachers. So I believe that he has delivered on that, but maybe there's more to be done, Richard.
Well, don't you think he ought to reiterate on that repeatedly? Because people don't want to hear that. See, like you said, people are reluctant to step up and face these monsters that we're dealing with. So if Trump insists that the preachers be silent,
Right you are, Richard, and I apologize for running out of time. I love to hear your insights, Richard, and I hope you call again tomorrow when we come back on the radio.
All right.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you in the next meeting here in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.